So I'm having a bit of a problem with my MacBook Pro at the moment. I've got a flickering screen problem that I'm sure you don't really care about. But what you do care about, maybe, is the experience that I had of trying to get that resolved with Apple, and one particular element of it. So in order for me to go through the process of getting this problem fixed, I have to enter my serial number on the website for the hardware, and that lets you through and then gives you a phone number, and you call up the phone number, and then they ask you for the serial number for your MacBook Pro, and you have to tell them the serial number too. You see the problem there. And it's a problem that we're coming up against again and again as users on websites, where we're having to repeat data. Now, okay, you could argue that asking them to use it to repeat something that they've entered on a website when they then call up is maybe acceptable. But how many times do we ask people on the website to enter their username more than once, or enter their password more than once? Or if you're going through a checkout process, you've entered your address before and it doesn't remember it. Or you go away and come back and it's the session's timed out and you have to type things in again and again and again. And it gets so frustrating having to constantly re-enter data you've already entered once. There are other examples of this as well. Another one that really bugs me is postcodes. I hate postcodes on websites. You have to enter your postcode and you type in your postcode. Oh, I know my postcode. DT1177PP is my postcode. There you go. You can now steal my identity. And you enter that into the website and you hit submit and it says, you have not entered a valid postcode. Yes, I have. I know what I'm doing. I know my own postcode. Don't you dare tell me that I've done it wrong. What have I done wrong? Oh, I forgot to put a space in it. And there's got to be a space in it. So you put a space in, and you go to another website, you type in your postcode with the space in, and then you submit it. It says, you have not entered a valid postcode. Yes, I have. But it's because this time I've put a space in when I shouldn't have. And so there are all these kinds of things that are so frustrating when it comes to filling in and completing forms online, whether it's duplicating data, whether it's bad error handling, whether it's sloppy programming that has made the programmer's problems the user's problems, such as data entry. So look at your forms, think about your forms, ask yourself, can I make this process more seamless for users? Because if it comes down to choosing between your website or your competition's website, I'm going to go for the one which makes my life the easiest. So bear that in mind, make your forms easier to use.